Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. We finally have some rain on the way that will be coming into our area tonight. But will it be enough to affect those drought conditions that we've been having? Let's get the latest now from meteorologist Heather Zaire.
This definitely will help. We are expecting that we can get up an inch or even 2 inches of rain around the area. That definitely will be some welcome rainfall and do a lot to be able to help to introduce some moisture back into the ground and help to kind of ease the drying of these fuels that we've had in place. However, we are 9 inches below normal since September 1st in terms of rainfall for Central Park. So while that is a nice rain amount and certainly something that we desperately need, it's only going to put a dent into the drought situation. It does look like going forward that we'll have at least some opportunities for additional showers and to be able to have a little less wind to be able to help keep fire danger from escalating as quickly as it has been, but we aren't completely out of the woods yet.
Elected officials, community leaders, and other clean air advocates will be rallying this afternoon on Garrison Avenue in the Bronx to urge Governor Hochul to follow through on the implementation of the Advanced Clean Trucks Program, or ACT, which would require manufacturers to produce and sell an increasing percentage of zero-emission trucks and buses. Kevin Garcia is with the Environmental Justice Alliance.
This is a neighborhood that's part of a county, a borough, that has one of the highest asthma rates in the nation. So we can't wait for clean air. We cannot have any delays to the ACT standard.
A group of Republican state lawmakers had urged the governor to delay implementation of the ACT program, saying it would be bad for business. Hochul has been a supporter of ACT, but has not commented on when it will be implemented. The search continues for the suspects in a scary invasion robbery on the Upper East Side. Police say the group of four pushed their way into a building on 105th Street and 1st Avenue late one night in September, found an unlocked door, and walked into the 26-year-old woman's apartment. They then pulled a gun and made off with her phone, ID cards, and about $5,700 in cash. You can see photos of the suspects at 1010winds.com. Anyone who knows who they are or where they might be, asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. One of New York's finest is recovering after yesterday's shootout with a suspect inside a deli in Jamaica, Queens.
In the midst of rush hour yesterday, people running for their lives as cops exchanged gunfire with a man wanted for several armed robberies. Officer Rich Wong was shot in the leg. He returned fire, killing that suspect, 57-year-old Gary Worthy, who's been arrested at least 17 times. From Jamaica Hospital, Eric Adams.
We're angry because we have witnessed in 2 days a criminal justice system that is failing New Yorkers and the good people of this city.
More on Worthy. He also was arrested 6 days ago for drug possession, but was released on his own recognizance and then got involved in this. Officer Wong, 7 years on the job, still here at Jamaica Hospital, could go home today. A 26-year-old woman, an innocent bystander in the midst of the gunfire, was clipped in the leg, also treated here at Jamaica. Glenn Shock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Queens.
A man is under arrest in the mugging and flashing of a woman last week in Midtown. Police say 25-year-old Brandon Somoza had followed a 38-year-old woman into a building on 44th Street and 9th Avenue, snatched her phone, purse, and bank cards, and then performed a lewd act before fleeing the scene. Fortunately, the woman wasn't hurt. As for Somoza, police say he was taken into custody yesterday on a long list of charges, including larceny, criminal possession of stolen property, and sexually motivated burglary. An investigation is underway after a man was found dead inside a supportive housing building in Borough Hill, Brooklyn.
Police are awaiting the medical examiner's report to determine the cause of death. The 58-year-old was found in his apartment at 160 Schermerhorn Tuesday afternoon during a wellness check. A neighbor said the last time he saw the man, he seemed fine.
I didn't see nothing fishy going on or weird people hanging around.
The building is run by Breaking Ground, who provides affordable housing for the formerly homeless with special needs. Robert said some of his neighbors struggle with mental illness.
Yep. You got people that they put in the psych ward, and then a week later they let him out. A guy was here with a hammer.
A Breaking Ground spokesman said they're gathering details about the incident and could not comment on an ongoing police investigation. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Borough Hill, Brooklyn.
Well, anyone who has a cat knows what a menace they can be to your holiday decorations, especially your Christmas tree. But experts say it's not just our four-legged friends who can be a threat.
We will soon see holiday lights everywhere we look, including on trees. But arborist Nick Bates with Long Island Davy Tree Care says those lights could be harmful to trees.
Whenever you wrap any kind of wiring or anything around a tree, you can essentially like kill them. So it's important whenever you're putting the lights on not to wrap around any branches or anything. And you want to try not to like nail anything or screw anything into the tree.
He says if you want the holiday spirit on your trees, buy clip-on lights instead. They are much friendlier for the trees.
And while you're putting them on, it's a good time to really look at your trees as well. Make sure you don't see any cracked branches or any, like, fungus.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.